A bill transferring more than 19 acres of federal land in Sitka to the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SERCH, has passed preliminary committees in both the U.S. House and Senate. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
House Resolution 1901 was introduced by Congressman Don Young in April. A nearly identical version of the bill, S-825, was introduced into the U.S. Senate by Lisa Murkowski on the same day. The bill transfers lands currently owned by the Indian Health Service and gives them to SERCH at no cost. SERCH already occupies much of the land anyway and has been maintaining it for over two decades, according to CEO Chuck Clement. Clement testified in Washington, D.C. earlier this month before the House Subcommittee on Indian, Insular, and Native Affairs. He told House members that SERCH needed the land to replace Mount Edgecombe Hospital.
Our tertiary care hospital is located in Sitka, Alaska. It is the only hospital we operate. It was a hospital built by the Department of War approximately 70 years ago. As you can imagine, over the course of 70 years in Southeast Alaska, been very difficult on the facility, and there is a great need to update and upgrade and replace the facility. And given the current circumstances within the Indian Health Service with regards to replacement facilities in the Indian country, we've taken upon ourselves to work collaboratively with the IHS to figure out the best and most prudent way to go ahead and replace that facility.
The bill transfers the land under a so-called warranty deed, which guarantees SERCH full title and protects the organization against claims by other possible owners. A quitclaim deed would only transfer title with no guarantees. Congressman Don Young asked Clement on behalf of the IHS, which could not send staff to the hearing, why a warranty deed was so critical.
Something has to happen in Sitka. There has to be some level of development. And enable to coerce a financial partner, not coerce, to engage collaboratively with a financial partner, you know, whether it's the Alaska Bond Bank, whether it's a private financial institution, whether it's open bond markets, we are going to need to take loans on that land, and a quitclaim deed just will not cover that that level of financial commitment that's going to be required.
I thank you for that answer, because that's the one thing we have transferred, I think, five other pieces of property under warranty deed for the same reason. I was just curious why they were saying it had limited aspects. So we will pass the bill with warranty deed with the help of the chairman and the ranking member, because you just want to build a new hospital. I've been in this hospital. By the way, SERCH does a great job with really old equipment. Not equipment, they got good equipment, just the buildings are 70 years old.
H.R. 1901 passed the House Subcommittee. A week later, S-825 was heard in the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs and also passed. Both bills will likely be heard in at least one other committee in the House and Senate before being combined into a single bill. As part of its expansion plan, SERCH has proposed buying out Sitka Community Hospital and converting it into a long-term care facility. All acute care in Sitka would move to Mount Edgecombe Hospital and then to its replacement if one is built. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.